Kingdom has firmly planted its flag on top of football's highest summit. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
Nobody deserves this trophy more than Andy Reid. To the Chiefs Kingdom, you guys are world champions once again. Win 222 is that kind of special.
Man alive, how great is that? Hey, how about those Chiefs?
Congratulations, young man.
Thank you, Kansas City. We did it, baby.
Okay. We're back.
Bum ba bum. Bum ba da bum bum.
It's been 2 years since we've made a podcast. Actually, we made one last year. It never saw the light of day because it shouldn't see the light of day. But there is one thing that does need to be said about said podcast from last year.
Yes.
Is that I actually, like, grew a pair and I picked my Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And what happened?
They won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
I'm just proud of it.
I know. I get
proud of you. You're a witness, right? You're a witness.
Yeah. Yeah. They did. We listened to our picks last. We re-listened to our picks from last year.
Yes.
Nobody picked the 49ers. Of course.
Because they were the second pick in the draft.
Yeah. I think we both had the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I had them lose to the Eagles.
Injury.
And I had them beating the Eagles.
You had the Eagles,
too? Yeah, I had them beating the Eagles. And then CJ had them.
CJ had
the Rams and Chiefs.
Didn't have the Chiefs, and he switched.
He had the Patriots and switched to the Chiefs. Yeah. But, oh, by the way, welcome back. Yeah, we're back. Sports on Tap Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
By the way,
are
in the presence of not only greatness, but the OGs of S-O-N-T Northwest. I'm Kyle Carter.
I'm Matt Garl.
And you are...
This is... What year is this? 2013? 12?
2020. And what's crazy, our first podcast came out 8 years ago.
Was it 12?
2012.
Crazy.
It's weird.
That was before podcasts were like a thing.
And if only we stuck to it.
I know.
If only... Well, it's not like we should have, because let's be honest. If we did stay on that path, we either would A, be millionaires, or B, lost all of our jobs and...
And our wives.
And because we say things that are inappropriate.
We could have had my guess is we would have had a mildly successful podcast.
I have the hubris to say that we would have done something with it,
maybe,
right?
Maybe.
Like, we'd at least, I think we would have fallen back on, like, having a morning show at 5 a.m. on 1080 The Fan. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here's Matt and Kyle with the traffic report at 5 a.m.
Which would have been good, because... Had we gone the way of the podcast, and we would have said so many awful things,
mm-hmm.
that we would basically be locked into that profession forever.
Yes.
So, the good news is, we have options still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, we would not live in the homes that we live in now, and or, like, live the life that we do now, because I don't think we would have made a red cent until 2017.
We would live together in a shed somewhere. And still,
I'd have been okay with that.
Doing some crappy podcast.
We're the two best friends that ain't gonna have. And we'll never, ever leave each other. Anyway, hello. We love you all. Again, I think we like to say seven of you that listen to us.
Yeah.
And I want to get a little serious here.
Oh.
One of the OG biggest fans that we had.
No. Oh.
Was unfortunately passed after our last podcast came out.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to James Kilgore. Yep. I love you, brother. RIP.
Yep.
You were always listening to us. You always gave us great things to talk about. You always loved what we put out. So I want to say thank you for always being there. And I want to dedicate this episode to you. It's just, I miss you more and more every day. But we'll try to make this as funny as heck. But you were on an old episode, the Big Cat episode, as you were
after. Right. Did you guys do that, like, in a car?
We did do it in a car.
In a parking lot somewhere?
We did. And James is all about it. The Big Cat was all about it. So this episode dedicated to you. We love you. I love you. And let's move on to what happened tonight. What usually happens on our once a year podcast?
Christmas in September.
Yes.
The live draft. Which,
yes.
Yeah, in COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
So
we're in the whole COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if people listening to this 20 years from now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, a.k.a. nobody.
Stop it. So it's a different, little different look to it, but we got through.
We did, but we had our fantasy draft, as we always do.
Six fantasy of us, I think half of us.
Football and Chain, year 14, by the way.
Crazy.
And, yeah, we had five people in person and six on Zoom and one who didn't make it, which is
an absentee ballot.
Who we had to draft for. That's neither here nor there.
Little point of contention.
Point of contention, and if you're listening, you know why.
It's because, and this is my opinion, it's because, you know, since it's a live draft, it's not like you can just click on auto draft, so then instead of finding a proxy, it was Kyle, you were drafting for two teams, and that's just
tough. Which is annoying.
It's tough to do for you, but it's also like, just bad optics, I think, for the rest of the league.
So. Well, especially when you get notified 10 hours before the draft, you know? But you could have gotten a little bit of a heads up.
Anywho.
I'm not calling you out, but I'm calling you out, even though I'm not saying your name. But yeah, so this it was fun. It was pretty good. Like, I mean, we socially distanced, and we still are socially distanced.
Yeah, it was
in the man cave.
A hodgepodge way of putting it all together.
Got it all cleaned up. I got dressed up for you guys. The cave is nice and clean and organized.
Like, you're wearing gym shorts and a tank.
Well, I look pretty good in this. But, no, yeah. So, I was pretty happy that everybody was separated a little bit.
Yep, and we had off. This is a great space. I think the joy, sounds like to me, your joy was cut short when you looked at your roster.
Yes, we're just going to dive in. We're going to dive into the disappointment of my roster. Now, granted, I usually kind of feel this way always every year, but I was really feeling bummed about this year. I think, as you know, I'm in multiple leagues, and to diversify the fantasy portfolio, there's one player that I hadn't had.
You wanted it.
And I wanted him bad. Wanted and so it. Bad that I kind of screwed over my strategy by picking fourth. And overdrafting, and by overdrafting, I mean
not a ton,
like by four picks, maybe. Yeah. Right? I went with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now, why did I go for Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Because he's the man, first round pick, Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champions. If anybody didn't know that, he is not only better than Kareem Hunt, but is projected to do the things that he did, possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all know and remember when Kareem Hunt was a rookie, he had a huge fantasy season. But picking fourth overall is tough when you take him over, you know, Kamara, Derrick Henry, all these guys. And normally, I always pick Patrick Mahomes, right? I'm the homer who always picks Patrick Mahomes. But I chose not to because I have Patrick Mahomes in several other leagues. And again, wanted to diversify the portfolio. So anyway, I'm justifying my first pick, which is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I have zero shares of him, and I needed him. I need to be able to watch Chiefs games and just enjoy the whole game, knowing that whoever scores a touchdown, most likely I have them on one of my teams.
Dude, Patty Mahomes went just six later.
Yeah, seven. Half. Yeah.
Eight.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because Gunsel uses an app, and it tells him who to pick, which is Patrick Mahomes is good because we go six points per touch passing touchdown. Yeah. So it makes sense. But I just needed Clyde Edwards-Helaire, so that's where I went. I went there.
I think you're overreacting because your second pick was good.
Well, this is where it gets tough, right? So then it wraps around, and I go George Kittle because Kelsey went early in the first round because our boy Jordan Curtis, which, by the way, shout out Jordan Curtis. He couldn't be with us tonight.
JC.
But we love you.
Yep.
And he loves Travis Kelsey, as do I.
Yeah, very big crush.
Yes. And so I went George Kittle to just not worry about it. And I'm all about not worrying about future picks, hence what you're about to hear. So I went with Kittle. I went Edwards-Helaire, Kittle. And then I started to build a little bit from there, and I went with Kenny Golladay, which, to be honest, is kind of funny because last year I traded for Kenny Golladay and changed my team name for the first time in how long? Like
long time.
Like 8-10 years? I was always Castle Grayskull.
Born out for Matt Castle.
And I went with Chillin' at Da Galladay Inn, if you will. And so I decided, you know what, let's just keep it up there. Let's go Chillin' at Da Galladay Inn. So I went Kenny Galladay 3. And then from there, went with Deshaun Watson in the 4th. Kind of getting the top five quarterback. Missed out on Mahomes. It'll make this Thursday night a little bit more interesting. If they start scoring, at least I'll be scoring, if you will.
Since he got rid of D-Hop. Like, he's going to have to spread it around.
And run.
Yeah, and their defense isn't great, so he's going to have to air it out.
Yeah, so I'm all right with that.
I think he's locked for top five.
But this is where it got a little intense for me, where it just was, it's so middle of the road. It's just a bunch of above average, or, you know, good players, but not great and not bad, right? Mm-hmm. I reached a little bit with Tyler Boyd. I'm excited about the pub I'm hearing with him and Joe Burrow. I guess him and Joe Burrow are, like, thick as thieves. And you know they're going to be down. Every game, they're going to be at a deficit. Or most of the games, right?
Sure.
So with that, I would like to think he would be throwing Tyler Boyd's way a lot. So yeah. I want Tyler Boyd, then Devontae Parker, similar type of pick. And from there, I needed more running back help. Went James White, then Zach Moss, hearing a lot of good things since Singletary's kind of losing a little steam on holding that position, which is weird. Which is why I don't like this pick. Well, to be honest,
I like Singletary, and the buzz for Zach Moss has grown. So I think it's swung so far.
It's crazy a week.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like to think that a rookie with limited preseason is going to come in and take most of the carries. I mean, maybe he will. Who knows? But people forget Devin Singletary's not a bad player. He had most average yards, I think it was average of like 5 yards per carry last year.
Well, and I think the thing is, I'm normally a like conservative drafter, so I should have gone with guys like Tariq Cohen or Phillip Lindsay right after that. But Phillip Lindsay burned me last year. Tariq Cohen burned me big last year. Yeah. So I still felt the sting. So I was like, you know what? The high upside is Zach Moss. From there is where people think I'm crazy. But there were so many like middle-of-the-road players where I was like, you know what, I'll just draft all these middle-of-the-road players later. I just decided to go top defense, top kicker, and I went Pittsburgh D, Harrison Butker, then finished off with Carson Wentz, which I couldn't believe that fell to the 11th round, which is insane to me, and finished out with Lazard, Nyheim Hines, Austin Hooper, happy about that, and then my handcuff, Darrell Williams, for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and then I think my last receiver was Steve Sims. So, I mean, I'm not upset, but I'm disappointed, if you will. like a parent with a kid coming after their curfew.
Could work out, but, you know.
But, you know, how are you feeling after the draft?
I feel pretty good. Real quick, my squad, I picked from the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spot. Derrick Henry, Miles Sanders, Adam Thielen, Terry McLaurin, Cortland Sutton, David Montgomery, Darren Waller, Matt Ryan, Anthony Miller, Buffalo, Johnny Smith, Bryce Love, Tony Pollard, Denver, and Brandon McManus. And I ended the draft with my guy, Laviska Shenault. This year's AJ Brown. Now it's on record. Let's go.
Well, you know who my favorite pick out of all those? Well, you can give me yours of mine, but
yeah,
my favorite pick of yours was Darren Waller.
Yeah, he fell a lot.
The fact that he fell that far upset me that I took Kittle in the late second. Because I would have gladly taken Waller. Would you get in the 6th, 7th?
7th round.
Dude, that's insane.
And I think, you know, with the receiving core now, and, I mean, it's going to be Ruggs and Bryan Edwards with Tyrell Williams going down and Renfro. I think he's going to be a big part of that again.
Yeah. And again, I have Waller in 3 leagues, so I was I guess I'll go Kittle because I don't have any Kittle shares. It was a very, like, filling in the blanks for my...
The only pick that we talked about this earlier is like in two picks after that in the 9th round, I picked Anthony Miller and I just don't know. Like I sat down, I was like, why did I do that?
It surprised me.
I don't have him in any other league.
It surprised me for sure.
I don't know why I did that. So,
well, the reason why is because he showed up around that time ranking wise.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
And we're entering that kind of like weird window where it's like, it just kind of falls off a cliff. But what are you going to do? So. I don't know. Emmanuel Sanders went out. Darius Slayton went out after him. I'd much rather have Darius Slayton, but.
Right. I feel that. So you're feeling okay. Not necessarily super,
a move or two. And, you know, like this year is so hard to predict. We'll get into that later, but like, who knows? what the lack of preparation is going to do for these teams. So it's really hard to draft. So
right. Well, okay. Of all everyone who drafted, is there anybody that stands out that you're like, all right, maybe they'll take it home? Which, by the way, I would love to give a shout out to Jeff Olivas, our previous champ, who donned us with a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation of him.
Him doing dirty things with the trophy.
Dirty things with the trophy via picture and song, because he's the bastard child of Phil Collins, and played some Phil Collins hits over him, taking basically the trophy across all of Oregon City, possibly, and visiting all of the different places, the Museum of History of Oregon City, probably.
Some lewd pictures.
Very lewd. But you know what? Kudos to bringing some comedy to before the draft.
You know, the guy that wasn't here that we talked about that you drafted for, like his first five picks, Dalvin Cook, Julio Jones, Chris Carson, Amari Cooper, and Russell Wilson.
That's Amari Cooper in the fourth is kind of silly.
That is a good start to a draft. And I think, like... Things break right. He could be all right.
Well, and if people are wondering why quarterbacks are going so soon, again, I brought it up earlier, but we're doing 6 points per passing touchdown. So quarterbacks are pretty important. Yep. And he definitely was solid. Kareem, then Landry. Yeah, he was solid, man.
I like Matt Gunsel's roster too.
He's got the app rocking.
Mark Andrews, DK Metcalf, Marquise Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Jordan Howard, though, is his RB2.
That threw me off.
And then Rojo is his third. Duke Johnson might say, yeah. But, I mean, you know, again, if things break right, you never know.
Right. Let's see who we got. I don't know if I bring this person's name up just because it turns into fantasy doom. As if you've listened to the past two podcasts, you'll know what we're talking about. He had a pretty good start to the draft. He had some very interesting and funny moments, including repeating picks and whatnot.
Well, we have like a penalty. So if you if you say a player that's already been picked, you have to spin this wheel of punishment. There's various different punishments. There's shots. There's adding money. There's singing karaoke. There's lots of other stuff.
Yes.
We basically stopped spinning it, though, because...
I wanted the Uber Eats for the group. That's what I wanted. I wanted a Blizzard from DQ for some reason, somehow.
But yeah, thou shalt not be named. His team is Lamar Jackson. So he's at the 12 spot, so you get that back-to-back. Lamar Jackson, Tyreek Hill, Juju, Cam Akers, Devin Singletary, Mecole Hardman in the 6. That's where it kind of goes off the rails here. Noah Fant, Henry Ruggs, Slayton, Debo.
You want to know why, though? I guarantee he's using the same app as Matt. You want to know why?
What is that?
There's return yards.
Return yards, yeah.
And that's where Mecole comes
in. So is it some app where you put in the settings? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was looking at Mecole in, like, the ninth. I was ready to take him in the ninth, and not happening after that happened.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, I don't know. This year, most years there's one team that I think is like, oh, man, they killed it. But I don't know. I don't really.
It was pretty even.
I don't see that this year. So
it was pretty even all the way around.
Yeah. Well done, sir.
Well, thank you, and well done to you.
Thank you.
Normally, this is, I guess, the time. Might as well just jump right into it. But where we like to make our official predictions.
Get it on record.
And again, let's throw out there that I have been. I just want to give a little shout out because I have to. I got to take a minute to just gloat in this.
You do this every year. You pick one.
I don't gloat. Wait a minute. This has never happened in my life. You know it.
Go back and listen.
What happened this year? It's never happened my entire life.
Go ahead.
So what are you talking about?
Go on.
All right. Listen. You're right. I do. I talk all the time. I get it. I get that I talk all the time. But what happened this year that's never happened? Carl, can you tell me?
Was the Chiefs won Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh.
No, that's it. Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's what I want to talk about. Like, I have been a scared fan because I've been conditioned to no disappointment. So I've always thought, you know what, hedge bets. Don't think that highly of your team because they're only going to disappoint you. You know, don't predict it because if you think they're going to win, then they'll just screw you over, right?
Yep.
And I had the courage of my own conviction last year. We talked about it earlier, but I picked the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and it freaking happened. I'm so happy.
You are.
I actually got to go.
You did.
It was epic.
That's burying the lead right there. You got to go to the Super Bowl.
That's true. I didn't know if we were going to go into this, but I went, and it was phenomenal, and it was epic. Shout out to my sister. for hooking it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Major love. I love you, Courtney. You are the best ever. I have lots of stories, lots of things.
Yeah.
We won't go into all of it.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm best friends with a couple Broncos.
You're not best friends. Stop it. They texted me and said they hate you. So, there you go.
Okay. But I did. I had the courage of my convictions, and I said, you know what? I feel like I have to do this. I have to, like, put my foot down and say, you know what? You will win. And they did.
Okay.
It was weird. And let me throw this part before you start. I decided to become a season ticket holder last year.
You did.
No one knows this.
Yeah, big story.
I became a chief season ticket holder, and I flew
to Kansas City. Live in Portland, and you're a season ticket holder.
Yeah, I flew to Kansas City three times for three games, including the huge 24-0 comeback against the Texans in the divisional round. Epic.
That was something.
So I saw them three times last year in Kansas City. Epic. You know what? We can get into that. But I became a season ticket holder, and it just so happens that the year I become a season ticket holder, and I had the courage of my convictions, they do it, and they win. And I'm very happy.
What a hero you are.
Thank you.
Courage in your conviction.
I mean, I am, I'm giving my pat on my back.
Courage?
I do.
Courage of your conviction.
Like, I know.
Only you would turn that into some moral high ground. Unbelievable.
Well, what I'm saying is we're trying to get into these picks. And I'm just telling you, I'm feeling good about it. So,
okay.
How we start this off is we go division winners.
Yep.
To then wild cards, which, by the way, this year...
Extra wild card.
First year ever, we're going to extra wild card. Dude, three wild cards.
That first round bye is going to be muy importante.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then we go AFC and NFC championship opponents, then who wins, and then Super Bowl champion. So where would you like to start?
Let's just start AFC East.
All right. This is a big one because who's gone?
Dethroning the normal.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady's gone.
Yep.
And shout out to my son. For the first year ever, I decided to do this with my son to pick winners and losers. And he was all over it, man. I couldn't believe how knowledgeable he was. Oh, he does know his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
Very proud.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely raised that kid.
All
right, go ahead.
I'm picking the Bills.
And why is that?
I mean, because the rest of it is hot garbage. I mean, New England has obviously taken a step back. The Jets are garbage.
Garbage, for sure, garbage.
Dolphins are doing the right things, making the right
moves. Heading in the right way.
But they're not there yet, obviously. The Bills, great defense. Added some weapons on offense. I mean, they made the playoffs last year.
Isaiah Hodgins?
Yeah, and I
all day.
Alluded to it before, go Beavs. sorry, I just got that.
That's what I wanted, yeah. That was my, yeah.
I think continuity is going to be so huge this year because of all the craziness that is the preseason. That all they do is just add a few pieces that can help their offense, and then everything stays the same. And for somebody like Josh Allen, that's going to be huge. And he could be – he's not Lamar Jackson, but, like, he's that kind of Konami code, cheat code quarterback who can run, too. And, like, they're going to be legit.
He covers up a lot of his sores with his running ability,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he can just complete – like it's, like, crazy. They're, like, 11-0 when he completes 60% of his passes.
Which is – not often.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it's like when it falls like 3 or 4%, they're terrible. So it's a weird stat. But if he can just progress a little bit,
mm-hmm.
then they're pretty good. That defense is going
to
be good.
For sure. I agree. Are we going to go back and forth then?
Yeah. Okay. You picking the Bills?
I do pick the Bills. I do think that the Patriots will be better than what people think.
Yeah.
So because they just figure it out. They're always going to be... you know, their defense will always keep them in it. So if Cam can just not screw it up, which I think he'll be pretty good. But the Bills will take it. It's just time. It's 20 years later. There's only been two division winners in the last 20 years besides the Patriots. And both times, do you know who the quarterback was for those two division winners? Two different teams, same quarterback.
Matt Sanchez? Sanchez.
No. Chad Pennington.
Really?
Playing for the Jets and then for the Dolphins.
Wow, that's a good stat.
Isn't that a great little, like, trivia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's time. You're right. It's the Bills. So then let's kick it off then over to the AFC South. What do you have there?
South? This one, I think, is going to be one of the more competitive.
Totally.
And, like, this is
good. I struggled.
This is a coin flip for me. I am picking the Titans. Went to the AFC Championship last year. They do have that weird, like, fluke feel to me. Like, I felt like it was kind of fluky. But again, they got continuity. It's the same staff, same for the most part, same players.
Run the game.
Yeah, they're going to just
AJ Brown's going to
Derrick Henry and AJ Brown are just going to eat. They're just going to ground and pound like they did last year. And it's just up to Tannehill to not screw it up. I think he regresses a little bit. Like, he was playing lights out last year. So who knows if that happens. But, I mean, it really came down to, like, the just having bigger holes with the other teams in this division. So, like, the Houston Texans, obviously you lose the best receiver in the game. And Bill O'Brien is just kind of a boob. And so, like, who knows what they're going to do. I think Deshaun Watson's really good, though. But Indianapolis Colts, that one's tough. Because, like, they got a legit defense.
Yes.
They've got, you know,
a better quarterback, quote unquote, but then he screws himself over.
Right.
And we hate him. So. We're talking about who?
That's where I hit the uppers, of course. That's where I struggle with, like, is 2020 Philip Rivers that much better than 2019 Jacoby Brissett?
Right.
I don't think he's that much better. And then you figure it's all new and everything else, so.
Well, here's the thing, because I totally agree with what you're saying. The one thing that he does worse than Jacoby Brissett is he makes stupid turnovers, right? Yeah. But he also has that it factor in crunch time to come back and win, which Jacoby never had.
Right.
Never had. So that threw me off. I was like, what do we do? Like, I mean, do I go Titans? Do I go Texans? Oh, my gosh, Colts, man. They got to be able to be better this year, right? Because they were, you know, luck left him like 2 weeks before the season started last year. Kind of figuring it out on the fly. Phillip's got to keep him in check. So that's where I was kind of headed. But I decided to stick with the Texans.
Texans.
And the reason why is because it's kind of like, I feel like this is a LA Rams thing. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. I feel like the Rams will be better this year. For the pure fact that Gurley is not on their roster. And because I feel like they had to give him carries. They had to give him targets and touches. Yeah. Because it's Todd Gurley. Yep. You know what I mean? And he just wasn't there and he wasn't with it. So it kind of screwed him over. So, and not saying that Hopkins screwed them over. But what I'm saying is him leaving almost lets Deshaun go, I'm going to throw the open guy.
Yeah, everybody.
And so almost Deshaun's kind of going to play more free and play willy-nilly and kind of just kind of come into his own. Like, he was already great, but he just will play a little bit better. That's my opinion.
Totally.
So I pick Texans. So
The thing about the Texans is they can either, like, it all breaks right for him, and you're exactly right, and he spreads around. But there's also a path where it just falls apart, where Brandon Cooks gets another concussion and retires. Well,
that will happen.
David Johnson.
That will happen.
David Johnson is what we thought he was, just kind of washed, and that doesn't work out. Like, you could see it just the wheels falling off a little bit. But.
Hey, before we move on, I'm just going to throw my son's picks in here because I just want to give him a shout out. So AFC East, this is him making this up on his own, and he picked
me. Why don't we go through ours and then you can compare his, because I don't want people to get confused.
And I'll make them quick. Okay, and I'll make them quick at the end.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So we got Texans and Titans. All right, and let's move on to the AFC North.
I'm going to choose Baltimore.
Okay.
I think they're a really good team. Obviously, they had number one seed last year.
Yeah.
I think there's a fluke that the huge upset they lost in the playoffs. I think it's good.
Ooh.
But I think
foreshadowing.
Pittsburgh, if Roethlisberger is Roethlisberger, they're all of a sudden really good too.
Yeah.
So, but I got to see it to believe it. So I'm going to pick Baltimore. Good defense.
The thing is, while I want to be that, like, you know, bold prediction guy, I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly.
The Ravens, here's the thing, and I said it last year on the podcast, which no one heard, but Lamar Jackson is one bad cut away from blowing his knee out, and also people say, you know, that you have tape on you, like, he's not going to be surprising people anymore, right?
Right.
With his running ability. Like, people said, oh, Patrick Mahomes isn't going to be surprising anybody anymore, but Patrick Mahomes is a unicorn. He can throw on any foot, back foot, going backwards, going sideways, going forwards, and can make up for bad positions. Whereas, like, Lamar's like, he's either running or he has the time in the pocket to make the throw.
Right.
If you throw that off, a.k.a. in the playoffs, the Titans throw you off, and if you're down, he doesn't know how to come back from behind. So I say all this, and I'm still picking the Ravens, but like you said, the Steelers are hot on their heels. If Big Ben stays legit or stays healthy, their defense is no joke.
You're nasty.
Ravens lost Earl Thomas. Like,
I'm picking the Ravens, but I'm so close to picking the Steelers to win the division. It's
the fact that the Steelers went 8-8 with
Duck Hodges.
Duck Hodges is their quarterback is a joke. Okay.
I mean, do we even need? I mean, we'll talk about it, but we already know who's in this division. AFC West. Who do you got?
This one is hard for me.
You know, emotionally, probably.
There's just a lot of ins and a lot of outs to this decision. Ultimately, after a lot of analytics and a lot of, you know, what have you, I flipped a coin and I think I'm
sure.
I flipped a coin and I think the Chiefs are going to win the West.
That's a pretty good idea.
So, yeah, good pick, I'm sure.
makes sense.
Obviously, they're going to win, and we'll get on this in the wild card, but I think. For me, the Chargers were clearly last, and it's going to be a top. It's going to be
last
top. Chargers.
Last for the Chargers.
Yes.
Why?
Because I think their brand new quarterback, losing Derwin James for the season.
That, so
the
defense, I'll give you that. For
the defense
sure.
was set up to be like
legit,
like Legion of Boom reincarnated, but Derwin James is huge. Chris Harris is kind of he's good, not as good as he was. But you start over at quarterback, and if they get off to a bad start, and let's say they're, heaven forbid, 2-4.
Herbert.
2-5. Yeah, you bring in a rookie quarterback, and it's just not happening. Like, it just.
Well, you know what's funny is that I was thinking about them for wild card until Derwin James went on
IR. It's weird that it's like one player changes.
But he's such an integral part of the offense. And the reason why I even thought about it, because you're like, oh, Tyrod Taylor, why would you choose it? Well, Tyrod Taylor brought the Bills to the playoffs for the first time in 17 years.
Yeah.
And why? Not because he's great, because he's not bad. And Phillip Rivers turned the ball over way too many times. Tyrod Taylor is the it's like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. You're taking away Jameis Winston for Tom Brady. You're taking 30 interceptions down to 12. So right there, you're giving the defense 18 yep. breaks throughout the year, yep. which will bring you up, right? Well, Phillip Rivers throws 20-plus picks, and Tyrod Taylor throws 10. And he'll just do what he needs yep. to do and lean on the defense. And losing Derwin really hurts it. But anyway,
my problem was, he's going to force feed to Keenan Allen, but who else is there? Austin Eckler, and to your point,
Henry maybe.
Nobody yeah. was a dump off king like Phillip Rivers. So Eckler's targets might go down, but who else is?
Yeah,
Hunter Henry. I don't know. I just don't see it.
True.
In especially next to the Denver Broncos, who I think are better. I think they're in the mix for a playoff
sure.
spot.
Sure, sure.
I think we're maybe a year away from being. Pretty dangerous.
Relevant, right.
Yeah, and I think for me, the Raiders are just kind of in this weird spot where they're not really starting over, but they've got some interesting pieces, and they're trying, so, I don't know.
So you're picking
the Chiefs. I'm picking the Chiefs,
yes. I'd imagine I guess I'll go out on a limb, and I'll also agree with you that the Chiefs will definitely be the pick.
Way to stick with your guns.
Yeah,
what would you call it? What would you call it earlier?
It's called Courage of Your Convictions.
Well done.
So that's the divisions of AFC. We're going to go on to the NFC.
NFC, yeah, you go
start
first.
With West.
You go first.
I go first? Okay. Yeah. West is, I've always just respected this guy. As much as a lot of people are annoyed by him, he just figures it out. I don't think that the Niners will repeat what they did last year. And I think Russell Wilson takes care of the division. And not because he'll just dominate. Because he'll have problems here and there. He might only go 3-3 or 4-2 in the division, but somehow will win 11 games and win the division. So I say the Seahawks. I just Russell Wilson is legit. I think it goes Patrick Mahomes, drop a few notches, and then Russell Wilson, and then a Deshaun and maybe a Lamar a little bit lower. But I think Russell Wilson's number two quarterback in the league, and he'll make it work.
He's got unlimited potential.
For sure.
Unlimited.
Oh man! Go ahead and Google Russell Wilson Unlimited and enjoy the most awkward minute of your life. Just by the way,
I struggle with this one. I think this is another tough division too.
Probably the best division in football.
Yeah,
bar none.
The worst team in this division is not bad.
Worst team could go 8-8 exactly. as the worst team.
I struggle with this too. I'm with you. I feel like the 49ers, it was a little fluky last year. I mean, they won two games the year before and they just flipped it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but to me, it's like I, nothing really changes for them. So I still pick them to win the division. I'm picking the 49ers. Niners. Yeah.
Oh wow. You were leading me down a road.
I was. Yeah.
Then were you not going to pick them? I almost you did what I did for the Ravens.
But like, you can make a case. I can make an argument for any of these teams, really.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
I mean,
Cardinals, man.
The Cardinals.
We could be the Niners of last year.
I think they'll be last, but exactly. You can, if they make the playoffs. Am I going to be surprised? No, I won't.
So. I brought up the Rams earlier about losing Gurley. How it could be helpful.
Yeah.
And they could do well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So. I'm picking the 49ers. Just because.
Niners, Seahawks. Perfect. Okay. I'll go NFC North. And I wanted to go. Like, I definitely don't think the Packers are going 13-3 NFC Championship this year at all.
Yeah.
But I think they're winning the division.
Yeah.
Because when you have people like Detroit, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm about to say Detroit Lions. And people think I take them seriously, but who does? Prove me wrong, Stafford. But then it's Chicago, and then they don't even know who their quarterback is.
Dude.
But the Vikings. I mean, you got Kirk Cousins. He's not necessarily a division winner, but he's solid, and their defense is no joke. So I did think about it, but the reason what put it over for me is I'm sorry. When you tell Aaron Rodgers that you think he's done and draft a quarterback in the first round,
yeah,
he's going to go, hold my beer.
Yeah.
You're going and he's going to go, watch this.
Scorched earth.
Oh, you're not going to give me any receivers? I'm going to supposed to turn Alan Lazard into a Pro Bowler? Watch this.
Yeah.
So I kind of think he's going to go bonkers. And by bonkers, I mean he'll throw 35 touchdowns, 4,500 yards, 10 picks, have a great year, be in the MVP conversation, and win the division at 11-5.
Yeah.
So I think Packers, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I can see that happening too. I'm picking Green Bay only because Minnesota. I think there's a little too much. We talked about the continuity thing. I think there's a little too much change. Their OC, Stefanski, is now the head coach in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So the offense is going to be a little different. They brought in Gary Kubiak, and they just don't have. You know, they lose Stephon Diggs, so it's just not that like.
Right.
Dynamite big play threat. So
yeah, unless Justin Jefferson does something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So
you're going Packers.
Yeah, I think Minnesota's gonna be really good, but Packers. I think it'll be the Packers, yeah.
Okay. NFC South. This is actually a tough one just because really you tough. Got Saints coming in being the 2 years prior to last year, they got screwed over in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You have the Minnesota Miracle, and then you have the absolute atrocity of a non-pass interference call that didn't happen, which changed the NFL for at least 1 year of being able to challenge DPIs, right? Defensive pass interference. And they come into the playoffs thinking they're higher and mighty, and they get knocked off by the Minnesota Vikings? Like, what?
That was crazy.
It was crazy. This is Breeze's last year. He's definitely going to do well, but it's not like he's stepping up. But, I mean, I've always been as much as I love Patrick Mahomes, but I've always appreciated greatness, especially when you're a good person and you do things the right way. Tom Brady is still legit. And their defense is so underappreciated. Buccaneers are going to kill it this year. I'm talking minimum of 12 wins. Minimum.
You're picking the Buccaneers, huh?
I'm picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the NFC South. What about you? I mean, I can keep talking about this, but to me, when you, as a defense, you were screwed over 30 to 40 turnovers in a year with Jameis Winston, you go off the field thinking, I get a break, and then Jameis throws another pick, and you got to go back out there dead tired.
Mm-hmm.
You're screwed. Now you have a defense who is healthy, who is rested, comes out there. They were actually pretty good last year having no time to play.
Yep.
Like, they're going to kill. Like, They're a fantasy sleeper defense, top three defense for me.
Could be, especially that offense puts up points and other people are trying to
because they're conservative, come back. They're methodical. Tom Brady's smart.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers to me just stink of the Cleveland Browns hype that we had last year.
What's the biggest difference between Baker and Tom Brady? I don't know. The GOAT and
I get it.
And
But there's always a year that we are like, there's always a team every year that's just a darling that everybody thinks is going to just, there's so much change has happened. I just don't see it all coming together in year one and winning 12 games. I don't. I'm picking the Saints because their defense is legit too.
Okay.
For once, their defense is like pretty good.
Yeah.
And you've got, I think we're all pretty like Drew, like, Tom Brady's going to keep going. Like, he'll play for a few more years. Mm-hmm. But I think Drew Brees is coming to the end.
This is it.
This is it. And they are going all in. They tried, like, heck to get Jadeveon Clowney. Easy for you to say.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in, man.
Today, Junior.
They're going to win this for Drew Brees. The swan song. They got tons of talent. Best receiver in the game. Michael Thomas. Great defense. Alvin Kamara. Like, I don't know. I think it's the Saints. Too much change for Tampa Bay. Too much change for me.
Yeah, I just... Dude, Tom Brady's Tom Brady. I'm sorry. Tom Brady's legit.
This one seems like we're both pretty passionate. We need to make a wager on this one.
I like this. Let's get to it after. Let's hold on to it. Put it down. Write it down. So we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So when people... wait on 15 more minutes until we make our... our wager between
after word from our sponsor,
yeah. Manscaped. Use the promo code Sports on Tap to clip your.
I was gonna talk about hummus, but that was a much funnier joke.
Did you just say hummus or hummus?
Hummus. Talk about Jesus. Hummus. Holy Jeez. Smokes! Put the explicit label on the pod.
Listen, I spell it differently from how you're saying it.
Oh my gosh! Moving on. Where are we now? NFC East. God. Can't take you anywhere. Unbelievable.
Okay.
NFC.
That was East. For you, James. That was for you. NFC East. I'm going first, right?
Yeah.
This was a little bit of a toughie, only because if they can stay healthy, Eagles should take care of it. But. I think it's the Cowboys. I think it's their time. The NFC East always kind of trades off who wins the division. Yeah. So Eagles winning back-to-back just seems odd to me and wrong.
They're already not healthy, though.
So. Exactly. So I'm going Cowboys here. Although the one thing that scares me, but it's kind of like to the tune of why I picked the Texans over the Titans. Titans lost Taylor Lewan, an amazing tackle for them. Go to the Browns, I think, which helps Baker. And they lost their center, Travis Frederick, man. Mm-hmm. Pro bowler, kick A, the communicator, the guy on their offensive line. And it scares me a little bit. Also, another reason why the Ravens scare me. Losing Marshall Yonda, a.k.a. a Hall of Fame guard, is huge to lose the Marshall Yonda. So them losing Travis Frederick scares me. But I think they're due. I think they're ready. I think I got the Cowboys.
Yeah, me too. I think the offense is too good. Defense is pretty good. Like, they're gonna blitz, like, offensively. They're gonna put up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Dak's ready. They got a lot of weapons. So,
and he's still looking for that contract.
He got it.
Long term contract.
Didn't he?
No.
I don't think Deshaun Watson signed today.
No.
Stupid.
No.
Sorry.
It's okay. We all knew that. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. I think. Okay, wild card teams, which is, like we said earlier, it's different. Normally, we have two teams. We got to pick three. And even picking three, it was hard.
Oh,
it was really hard for me.
Totally. Because there's one shoe in. You're like, of course.
Yeah.
And then usually you're going to land on two, but that third one, man, it's tough.
I'll go first with the AFC this time, and you go first with NFC.
Right.
So my AFC picks are, I'm pretty confident about this one. I think it's guaranteed that the Pittsburgh Steelers make the wild card.
Yep.
Like I said, I was really close to picking them for the division winner. But I'll go Steelers. So Steelers with the first one. I think you're going to be really happy about this. I'm picking the Denver Broncos in the wild card.
Let's go.
And the reason why, I think they're going 9-7. And again, with this, like they could be tied for 6th, 7th. You know, I think they're just going to hold their own because, like you said, like with Derwin James going down, with the Raiders just being kind of a dumpster fire, even though they're getting better. Like, I like John Gruden. I like their GM. Mike Mayock. He just has all the weapons in the world. Their defense is getting healthy. It's their second year under Fangio's. Even though he's not the defensive coordinator, which would be helpful, you'd think. But he needs to focus on the defense, to be honest. He's more of a better coordinator than head coach, in my opinion. But you'd think, okay, Chubb's back. Bradley Chubb is back. You know what I mean? Like, their defense is going to be legit.
The problem is their schedule for me.
The schedule is tough. Because basically we got the NFC South, which is Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Carolina, all these guys. But I think the Broncos have it. I think you've been selling me on Drew Lock for a long time. I've told you I've always thought Drew Lock, basically based on the last five games, he went 4-1.
Yep.
Their one loss was against a team that was pretty good. I think they were the Chiefs. I was there for that game, by the way, with my father. It was a snow game. It was beautiful. Anyway, Drew Lock, my best friend. They're going to be fine. They got Jerry Judy. They got Hamler. They got Cortland Sutton. They got... I mean, they should be great.
I know.
I mean, they should be
I think
a 10 to 11 win team if you weren't in the division of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and they're a year away. Wow. So we lose two games.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could easily go 11-5, but with possibly losing to Patrick Mahomes 1 to 2 times, it goes down to 10 to 9 wins. But I still think that gets you a wild card.
But listen, their first 8 games, so half the season.
Okay. I'll just say them.
Titans.
I could be a win.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Yeah.
At Steelers.
Loss.
Buccaneers. At home.
Loss.
Yeah, okay. Jets.
At home?
At home.
I'll say loss. Okay. But no, although Tom Brady sucks in Denver.
It's true.
He does suck in Denver.
This is kryptonite.
Okay. Keep going.
At Jets.
Win.
At Patriots.
Win.
Okay. Dolphins. Win.
Win.
Chiefs. At loss. Home. At Falcons.
That's 5 out of 8, man.
But like, it could, if we
possibly 4, you know what I mean.
It could, worst case scenario, you're looking at 3-5,
right?
So I'm just saying.
I think they'll figure it.
I
appreciate you bringing that up. But I'm trying to give you some.
I know.
Love here.
I know.
Okay, so I went a little long there. I go Steelers. I go Broncos, and then I couldn't. I led to it earlier. I had a few other teams that I wanted to bring in here, but I'm going with the Colts.
Yeah.
I think with that extra spot, I think that's. That's where Philip Rivers always was kind of screwed himself over, is he always barely missed the playoffs.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And basically because we always knocked him out, like the Chiefs did. The last 5 years, we've owned them. And this way, he's going to come in with a 9-7 or an 8-8 record and get it. And so I think it's – so Steelers, Broncos, Colts. Who you got in the AFC Walker?
Same exact, actually.
Seriously?
Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Denver. And I
wow.
Well, it was for me.
I thought you'd go like Texans.
Well, so
because you picked Titans, yeah.
It was Texans and Denver were a real coin flip for me. So I think those two teams are just
your courage right of your convictions courage on Denver.
I'm a hero. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I'm
so you're telling me Drew Lock's going to outperform Deshaun Watson in the season?
Yeah, it's not
to. I'm pulling a Skip Bayless and like calling you out for something.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a one-on-one sport. Cool.
Skip.
Come on,
Skip. Skip. Sorry.
Wow.
Come on, Skip.
I'm not comfortable with that characterization.
Wow.
Wow.
That was racy for you.
I love Shannon Sharp.
I do too. I used to hate him. Yeah. And he's actually grown on me.
He's the epitome of if he plays for your team, you love him, but you hate him if you play against him.
I mean, the only thing that I like Skip about is that he hates on LeBron, and you know how I feel about LeBron. Like, I appreciate his greatness on the court. But as a person and how he acts as a leader, that's air quotes for everyone on the podcast, he's a joke. He's literally a joke. So, I said it. As a leader, he's a joke. He's literally taking people away from him. Anyway, this is another episode. It's another Skip hour and a half episode.
I disagree with you vehemently. Whatever.
Vehemently?
Skip Bayless is just a shtick.
No, that's why I disagree with. Yeah, Skip's a joke. Yeah, he's a joke.
Hey,
but you know what?
Your Bronco somewhere else.
Okay, write it down. What are the two things we're going to talk about later? Skip, hold on.
Skip.
What are we talking about? Skip. Skip Shannon.
How do you spell Skip?
What was the thing you wanted to talk about earlier that we were going to write down?
The Saints versus Buccaneers winning the
Saints bet. Bucks bet. Okay.
Yep.
I gotta write this down. Okay, so what are we talking about?
So we have the same.
We have the same thing. You picked Texans are missing the
slightly
playoffs.
Different order, I think,
because Brian, Bill O'Brien's an idiot.
You pick,
which I'll agree with.
You
that.
Pick the. Well, no, you pick Houston to win the South, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have him out of the playoffs.
Out of the playoffs. Yeah. That's awesome, because Bill O'Brien's an idiot. Yeah, I can feel
he's,
that.
He's a boob.
He's a boob. All right, you go NFC.
NFC. Wild card, I have... Gosh, this is really hard.
So hard. Dude, NFC wild card is... With three teams, it's super hard.
I have Minnesota getting in, because for them, it was between... Right, they were right there with Green Bay.
Okay.
God, and see, this is where, like,
yep,
my dude. Head says, I got to pick Tampa Bay because it's Tom Brady and it's everything else. I just... It's,
can't do it?
Well, I can. I don't know if I have, but we didn't even talk about Atlanta. Like, Atlanta's...
They're always there.
Yeah, and, like...
They're like the Chargers.
It just seems like last year, we talked about some other fluky teams being good. I think there was a fluke that they were so bad.
You got to have somebody, because there's always two to three teams that make it that didn't make it the year before. So I get that.
Well, I think... Seattle gets in, just based on, I'm with you.
That's right, because you went.
I to win the West, I have San Francisco.
San Francisco. So you put Seattle in the wild card.
I've got Minnesota, Seattle, and then it's just a... I mean, I'll take Tampa Bay, just because it's...
That's weak.
What?
Just...
On my last team to get in? You have a... you think they're going to, like...
I guess the GOAT will get in.
See, you think they're the next best thing to Kansas City.
No, I think Tom Brady's Tom Brady, and there's no way they won't get in the playoffs.
No way.
This is part of the bet.
Changing my bet. They're out of the playoffs. You got me fired up. No way. How dare you?
This is part of the bet. Yes!
I'm right? saying.
I am Skip. I'm turning you like into a bet. Case of Mountain Dew, Skip. I'm
changing my wildcard teams to Minnesota, Seattle, and the last team is Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, you ready? You ready for mine?
In your eye. What?
I mean, gladly. But. Okay. My NFC wild cards. My NFC wild cards. We talked about it earlier. I gave the Bucks the division, yeah, so Saints are in.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Saints are in. Okay, Saints are in. And then it got really interesting for me because everyone's on the – I mean, it's Minnesota. It's the Niners. It's the Eagles. It's the Falcons. It's the – it's even the Cardinals because Kyler Murray, they could be that, you know, that second year. You never know. They step up. They go 9-7, and they figure it out, right? I so badly wanted to pick the Cardinals. Then I couldn't. And I was like, you know what? The Rams, I brought up earlier, Gurley being gone – frees up the offense.
Opens it up.
Cooks is gone. Van Jefferson's killing it. They're just going to be open. Tyler Higbee's their new guy.
Cam Akers.
I couldn't do it. I don't know why. I just couldn't do it. So I go Saints. I wanted to pick those other teams over the Niners, but I picked the Niners. Again, Super Bowl hangover.
Oh, but they're hungry because they didn't win.
But... that division is so ridiculous. If you go 2-4 in that division, it's going to be really hard because they could very well go 2-4 in that division. Lose to the Seahawks twice and then lose just two more times against the other four games. So I so badly wanted to kick the Niners out, but I couldn't. I don't have the courage of my convictions on that one. Saints, Niners, and I agree with you, Eagles. Of all those other guys, I was like, you know what? Eagles will sneak in.
Okay.
So I go Saints, 49ers, Eagles. So let's now move on to the AFC Championship. Of all those playoff teams, division winners and wild carders, we can go division, divisional, wild card round, divisional round. It's too much in the weeds.
Yep.
Of everyone in the AFC, who is playing in the, not winning, but playing in the AFC Championship game?
I think it's the showdown that everybody wanted to see last year and didn't get it. It's going to be Chiefs and Baltimore. Kansas City, Baltimore.
I have the same thing.
All right.
I have the same thing.
I think Baltimore, they go scorched earth just because they're pissed about what happened last year.
So you're choosing it. You're picking it right now.
No, that's how they get there.
That's how they get there. Okay. I have the same thing. Chiefs, Ravens. Everybody wants to see it. The question is, and you brought it up earlier, with the new playoff scenario, there's only one bye team, bye week team, as opposed to two.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever the number one seed is, gets the home game.
Yep.
Now, who knows if that means there's going to be fans in the stands or not? It could mean 20% of the stands. It could be zero. Could be 100.
Who knows?
Who knows if this COVID stuff is over with and we've changed up everything, and the home field advantage really helps or doesn't. Because you could go to Kansas City, and if it's zero fans in sand, it kind of doesn't matter. Really it doesn't matter. So, I agree. I'm going Chiefs and Ravens. Now, before we pick those winners, who do you have? Or I guess I should go for the NFC. Who do I think is going to be in the NFC Championship? It goes back to what I talked about earlier, that I just can't pick against Russell Wilson. I think he'll find his way. I think he'll find. I think he'll find his way. All he needs to do is win one. Because based on my thing, he's going to have a home game in the week one. And he's got to find. It might even be the bye week. If not, he does have to win two. But I think he'll get at least 1 to 2 home games.
So you think they're like the 2 seed?
1 to 2 seed. Yeah, 1 to 2 seed. And I think they will move on to the NFC Championship.
Wow.
And I think it's the Seahawks versus, you're going to hate me, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's why. Because I think of stories. And I think, I could see this happening. They flash back to 2015 or 16 when Russell Wilson throws an interception on the 1 yard line against Tom Brady and the Patriots. It's that thing where it's like, Russell Wilson, a little bit of, making up for it from a few years ago, trying to beat out Tom Brady into the Super Bowl. So I got Bucks versus Seahawks. What do you got?
Well, that's the worst pick I've ever heard. you want to talk about stories? Let's talk about Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. Give it to me. Okay. This is good because I like him.
It's going to be the Saints versus the Dallas Cowboys. Okay.
Yeah.
Offensive showdown.
Sure. Okay.
It's gonna be good. Now, do I go ahead?
Might as well just go into it. So you just pick the winner of that and the AFC, and then I'll jump in right after you.
And I think I'm going with the story narrative. I think it's Drew Brees. They're going to the Super Bowl, and they will face Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Chiefs versus Saints, which, to be honest, is what we should have saw 2 years ago.
Yes.
Because we got the worst Super Bowl of all time when it was Patriots-Rams.
Yeah.
Based on Dee Ford and a horrible DPI non-call. Like, it was awful. It could have been one of the best Super Bowls, turned into a 10-13 game. No, it was 13-3. Well, it was the worst.
At least they didn't jump offsides. They didn't line up offsides. Okay.
All right. You're just picking a scab. You're picking a scab at this point.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Super Bowl champion. Like, I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
Well, just might as well throw a plural on that because we all know what's going to happen over the next 10 years. Hey-o. All right. NFC Championship. Bucks versus Seahawks. This is what I go back on stories. This is what not only I think. I don't know if this will happen because I like Russell Wilson a lot. And I think it'll kind of be the Brady Manning esque situation, but I think it would kind of just ultimately be the ultimate, like, passing the real passing of the torch. And I'm foreshadowing here. The Bucks will beat the Seahawks to go to the Super Bowl against,
come on,
my Kansas City Chiefs.
Come on.
And I'll just go into my picks because it's Chiefs versus Bucks. It's Brady versus Mahomes. I just said passing of the torch. Back to back, hashtag run it back. It's gonna happen. And you know what? I'm gonna go one more. I'm gonna go deeper on you.
Go ahead.
The Chiefs go perfect.
Undefeated.
19-0.
Jesus. No hangover. Okay.
No hangover. Okay. Not only 19-0. We have so many. Again, you talked about Kobe. You talked about being able to work with a coaching staff. Yep. That hasn't had any turnover. We didn't have anybody hired by anybody else. We had 20 of 22 starters come back, which doesn't happen, by the way, for Super Bowl teams. We have the one position that we were struggling at, which could have been a Super Bowl MVP by Damian Williams, just got upgraded with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And then on top of that, I thought, okay, of the teams that could beat us in the regular season, they're like, all right, if I had to pick losses, It's clearly at the Ravens week 3, Monday Night Football. They're pissed off. They've lost to us 2 times in a row.
Yep.
It's at the Buccaneers. It's Tom Brady in week 14. It's all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
There's no fans in Baltimore week 3. This isn't a home game.
I know, but I don't.
Isn't a home game, man. Like, it's straight up neutral site, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
So if we could pass week three with a win, I think we're waiting on the Saints and the Buccaneers in weeks 13 and 14. I believe that's when they play. Maybe it's 14, 15. And we take care of business there. We could do this. Now, I'm all about courage and my convictions, and I'm clearly putting something on the line that's like,
yeah,
it's kind of blasphemous, right? Because it's never happened. But if there's any time to do it, it's now.
Sure.
And I'm saying we're going to go perfect. We're going to go 19-0.
Okay. Well,
and we're going to win the Super Bowl.
So courageous.
Listen. How about this? If it happened, what would you call me?
What would I call you?
Nostradamus is what you call me.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, it's like, good for you for thinking that the best team in the football is going to win a lot of games and win the Super Bowl.
But 16-0, 19-0?
I get it. But it's like,
this isn't hubris. This is, like, basically, it wouldn't have happened if it wouldn't have been COVID. It wouldn't have happened if we wouldn't have gotten upgraded at running back. It wouldn't have happened if there would be no crowd noise in home. You know what I mean? Like, it's weirdly, oddly enough, like, lining up to where, like, if it's going to happen, this would kind of be a year where it would happen.
Which is why I don't think it will. Because the other teams that have been in that position, like when the Patriots went undefeated, that team was supposed to be unstoppable. Like, history is not on your side, right?
Fair. So,
like,
fair. So, no, that's fair.
My pick is Saints and Chiefs, and I'm picking the Saints to upset the Chiefs. And Drew Brees rides off in the sunset. That's your story narrative. I think they've got the offense to do it. They've got a defense. I mean, I think we just assume that Patrick Mahomes is going to come back all the time because he did it in the playoffs, but they were down three times in the playoffs, which is...
Double digits.
Yeah.
Double digits, yeah.
Problematic. So they can be beat. And I think Saints do it.
Hey, man, I like that. I like the difference in story. I like the difference in prediction. And you know what? As much as that would be heartbreaking for me, how cool would that be for Drew Brees?
If you're going to lose to somebody, you want to lose to Drew
Brees. Maybe he gets his Peyton Manning moment, his Jerome Bettis moment.
Yeah.
Win the Super Bowl, retire, done.
Art.
Chef's kiss. That would be a chef's kiss. And to be honest, I've actually said that a lot lately. I don't know. It's just like one of those things that it's like,
just works out.
Chef's kiss.
Just works out.
It does. We wanted to move this on, and I'll give you the reins here because you are.
Well, normally we have the football portion, and then we just kind of have fun and ask some crazy questions. But we always have
Jordan Curtis to give us the rapid fire.
Yeah, he always comes up with great questions. We don't have them this time, so we're gonna do the best we can. Just to have some fun.
And by the way, he was really an OG on loving the podcast and eventually became basically the star of this podcast. Let's be honest. So, Jordan, we love you. Shout out. You're the best. And so what did we do? And because we couldn't have you, we Googled rapid fire questions.
Yeah, listen,
so
and I haven't seen them yet.
Thanks, Google.
You haven't read them.
I've read the first three.
Yeah.
And from here, we're just going to move on. I don't know what's coming out my mouth. Okay. This is a little weird. I'd like to think it skewed towards the female area, but what's your favorite thing in your closet right now?
Gosh.
I'm gonna go my hats.
Your hats, yeah.
My hats. I like my hats. I got my Chiefs Super Bowl hats, my football hat, my Jesuit football hats, and I don't know. I feel like I got a ton of hats. Yeah. So I guess that's like my go-to.
It's a big decision in my day. It's like, which hat am I gonna wear?
Especially in COVID. You know, shorts and a t-shirt.
For sure. Again, I'm not, it's kind of funny, I'm not a shoe guy. Like, I don't actively pursue shoes, but I just kind of stumbled into a bunch of shoes.
Shoes.
So I guess.
You're saying, well, you're Nike, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, next one. What's the best piece, or sorry, what's the best advice you received?
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. That's a toughie.
Oh, geez. You know, I think it's just pretty simple. It's like, be where your feet are, right? Like, be present. Like,
be present.
Don't freak out and stress out about things you can't control. And that's probably a couple nuggets.
I like that. Yeah, be kind is like the most basic one. But the one that like sticks out is because my dad told me, and it's not necessarily the best piece of advice, but it's like something that just has always stuck with me. Because as a kid, I was bullied a little bit. I've always had this thing where I kind of move forward with like, I want to try to have the upper hand. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be defeated, if you will. Yeah, yeah. But also, I don't want to be rude either. Yeah. So my dad always told me, don't ever start a fight, but finish it.
But you can finish
it. But finish it. Like, so that's one that's always stuck with me. Do you have any pets? Ooh, this is different for you.
Do you have any pets?
Do you have any pets?
Yeah, we have a dog now.
Congratulations. I know, that's it. That was number three. Sorry, Google. All right, loser Google. Come up with something better. All right. What's your favorite movie ever?
Oh, man.
I'm going to say three, and I don't care that I'm saying three. Right. Well, my OGs are Shawshank Redemption. I mean, it's since I saw it, late 90s, early, I guess it was mid to late 90s. Shawshank Redemption's there. My favorite comedy ever is Nothing to Lose, right behind you on the wall, is said poster, Nothing to Lose. Tim Robbins is in both those movies.
Underrated.
But I talked about this on the podcast last year, again, which was never given to the public.
You're welcome, public.
You're welcome, public. But I'm telling you, man, if you're talking about a movie that hits all the pockets of action, comedy, emotional hits, all of it, dude, Avengers Endgame was flawless.
Sure.
It was absolutely flawless. The nostalgic pieces of bringing all 23 movies together in one was just second to none. Talk about now. Chef's kiss.
Especially now with passing of
Chadwick. You know what? This wasn't on the agenda, but it needs to be because we started it. Man Crush of the Week. I think this episode's Man Crush goes to Chadwick Boseman. You know, Black Panther. Right. We love you. Wakanda Forever. All right, what's your favorite movie?
Mine would either be Gladiator or Good Will Hunting. So, kind of two ends of the spectrum.
I like that. But,
yeah, yeah.
I like that. All right, what's... or describe yourself as a teenager in three words.
I don't know. Dumb, naive. Cocky. All right.
Cocky, there you go.
I wasn't cocky. I don't know.
I'll say dedicated... anticipatory, because I just that wasn't my time. Like, high school wasn't my time, and I knew it. Like, I just knew that, like,
you're a late bloomer.
Well, it's just I just knew that, like, I needed to get out of the everyday BS that was that time. Like, I needed to get to college and everyday. I knew I was going to be a young dad, like, I just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
So I'll say dedicated, anticipatory. And a lover, man. I was a lover. I was a lover. I loved everybody. I was before my time.
Good.
See, the thing is, not a lot of people at that time, like, this. Think about this. This is late 90s, early 2000s. I was telling everyone, like, hey, love you, man. Everyone's like, what? Why are you telling me this? Well, I feel like everyone's open and honest about that now.
Sure.
I was a lover.
I love you.
I love you, too. Gosh. See what we did, podcast listeners? We're just breaking down loving barriers. Definitely not. This question is not for us. What's in your handbag right now? By the way, I just talked as if I was Max from Happy Endings. Handbag right now. Max, 1,000 napkins. We just finished that. We watched all of it on Hulu. Happy Endings. How about that? All right.
It's a great show.
Underrated TV sitcoms. Go.
Happy Endings.
Happy Endings.
None. Yeah.
Max and was it Brad? Brad? Damon Wayans Jr. is phenomenal.
Yeah, that was crazy. That show, I just kind of stumbled on it. And
so good.
So good.
So good. Yeah, right. It only had three seasons, by the way. Oh. They did a reunion episode for COVID, though. It's on YouTube.
Did.
It's on YouTube. Check it out. It's pretty good.
Write it down, check it out.
It's pretty good. Okay. All right, what is your biggest pet peeve? I've got it, if you want me to jump in this. Okay, thank the heavens. This is the one of the big pluses of COVID. Since the beginning of time, not covering your mouth when you sneeze or cough drives me up a friggin' wall.
Mm.
So I would like to think that COVID fixes that for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I've noticed publicly that it hasn't fixed it for everyone, but it has fixed it for a lot of people.
You
so
see
that's
it
my
silently
thing. Oh, dude, I want to murder them. 100% want to stab them.
Mine is slow drivers.
Like, oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
It's bad in Oregon. Man, there are lots of people that drive under the speed limit on the highway, and it drives me
nuts. Bananas. Oh, and those people go in the left-hand
lane. That is the fast lane you need to be driving. Mm-hmm. If you go 49 miles an hour, get off the
road. Get out of here.
Get off.
You're annoying.
Yes.
Okay. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk.
Dude, milky all day.
Come on.
I mean, let's be honest. If you could be from any decade or era, which would it be?
80s.
Why?
Big hair rock. Love the music.
Big hair rock. Okay.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. It, from any decade. Okay. You know what? I would also say 80s, but only for the fact that for my profession, for what I'm good at, I'm a people person. I'm great with people. I'm a great salesman.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, man, people who got in the sales game, whether it be newspaper sales, advertising, it's really advertising sales, maybe Wall Street, like, they made so much money, it's stupid.
That roaring 90s economy.
And it was before the internet, because there was only, here, you can go TV, you can go radio, you can go newspaper.
Yeah.
That's all you had to choose, maybe magazines.
Yeah.
And that was it. And you just made, you didn't have to sell anything.
Yeah.
So if you were good at that, you had it all. And so a lot of these young baby boomers, or even baby boomers, who are just flush with cash because no one, they had nothing. Dude, I'm telling you. That's the reason.
They sold suitcases for 20 years.
100%. Like the Yellow Pages, got retired when they were 45. I'm serious.
I yearn for that, like the older time, just because there was no internet. Like, think about like times are just like way simpler. I feel like,
dude,
you just weren't always.
We almost were there.
I said it earlier. Yeah. Well, I think we're in that interesting generation where we have like we grew up without it. And now we've been adults with the internet, right? Like we know what it's like that for both.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways.
TNG. All right. If you weren't in a, this is weird. If you weren't in the magazine industry, what would you be doing? What the hell? Apparently, this is to someone who worked in the magazine industry. I'm going to the next one. What's on your iPod?
I don't have
right now. iPod. What are you listening to? Let's go this. What are you listening to right now?
Well, lately it's been Fantasy Football Podcast.
Okay. I like this. I like. I was going total music, but you've changed my. Yes, this is great.
I do some political podcasts. We don't need to go there.
Definitely not.
Andrew Bell, if we're going to do music.
Okay.
Andrew Bell.
It sounds very familiar. Yeah. With an E on the end of Bell?
Yes.
See, that's how I knew it. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's it?
What about you?
Yeah. Okay. I will go the route of what you were talking about. I love podcasts. And oddly enough, like we talked about, I never listen. Even when we did podcasts for years and years, I never listened to them. I made them, but I never listened to them. But ever since COVID, dude. I'm all over podcasts. And the one who has kind of been my OG, and I've gotten you into it more a little bit more lately, is Basement Yard. Joe Santagato, Danny Lupiore, Frankie Alvarez. So funny, dude. Basement Yard, love it. And the one most recently that we talked about, too, is 10 Questions by Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. I listen to all that. When it comes to music, I used to be like... I'll pub myself up a little bit, but like, I was the music guy. I was the guy on Napster before Napster was popular. I always had all the songs, and everyone's like, "Oh, make a playlist, Kyle." I suck at that now, so I just hit the shuffle on the top pop or top country, and that's what I do for music nowadays.
I was listening to Spotify the other day.
Yeah.
You know, in Spotify, I get into my own Spotify bubble, and I just listen to what I like. And I was like, you know what? I am going to listen to what the kids are listening to. And I clicked on, like, what's popular or whatever. First song is WAP by Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My God.
That's a problem.
Because I was like, this is
get a bucket precious. And a mop.
Yeah.
Like, for this, turn the radio off. That makes us old, by the way. What is this garbage?
It was atrocious.
And that's the same person that interviews presidential candidates. Okay, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to political. All right.
A couple more.
Hey, yo. Okay, if you could have any three people, dead or alive, over for dinner, who would they be?
Oh, man. This old, age-old question.
Age-old question.
Jesus Christ would be one.
I think that's an automatic for everyone.
Yep.
Cardi B, clearly.
God, can you imagine? If you got some, chime in here.
My grandfather. My dad's dad passed away when he was 10. And so I've always wanted to
yeah.
meet and talk to him and hear about his story and all that. So I go Jesus Christ, my grandfather, and Derek Thomas. Derek Thomas is my sports hero.
Yeah.
He passed away when I was 16. Yeah, 16.
Yeah. 2000. Yeah. I would choose JC, my dad. My dad passed 5 years ago, so I'd be going to give my dad a hug. And then I'd want somebody who lived through the Depression or something. Like, somebody who struggled a bunch that could, like, give me perspective.
MLK, man. MLK. Seriously.
Yeah.
I need wisdom. I need to hear, because what was great about him is that, especially in this day and age, and again, I'm trying not to go political, but he was so positive.
Yeah.
He was so positive in what he said and what he did, and something that we could strive to emulate now. All right. If your house was on fire, what two things would you run to go get and you'd be perfectly safe?
Well, the problem is I have a wife and two kids. So does that mean that?
One child and a kid. The other one's gone. No, they're all out.
Kids,
all,
call heads or tails.
They're all... Sophie's choice. All right. They're safe, and you can get two objects out of your house.
Objects.
And
why? I just don't...
Hey, that's the question.
I know. I still care.
I got it.
I got one of them. Go ahead.
I'll go the computer, the hard drive.
Yes.
Anything that has photos.
Yeah.
Anything that has photos, I'd be taking that in no time.
Well, we're all back.
And then for the other thing,
some underwear.
Anything that's housed our podcasts, because clearly they are priceless.
Yeah.
Name a book you read that positively shaped you. Besides the Bible. I'm just going to throw that in there.
For sure. That means that I...
read something.
This is for people that read. Cool.
I mean, I could answer this, but it's almost kind of like... meh, meh. Should we just pass this?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I've read, like, several books even this year, but, like, none of them were so positive that they, like, changed my life.
All right. This is a good one. Who would play you in a movie of your life?
Matt Damon.
Ooh! Hashtag Goodwill Hunting.
Let's go, let's go.
All right, I'll go Chris Pratt. Because, he's a funny guy. He's been bigger, he's been smaller. Like, he's gone back and forth. I'm a fluctuator of the weight.
Sure.
And yeah, Chris Pratt, all day.
Love it.
Love that.
Sexy beast.
Yas. iPhone or Android? Oh, God.
Android. Let's
go. iPhone. You're a loser.
You're a sheep.
You green texture.
You're a sheep.
Green bubble. You're a sheep.
So sorry to inconvenience you.
It's all about. It's all about codes and figuring it out. You're just a sheep because you like iTunes.
Oh, you're just a loser because you have a different colored text box.
Hashtag blue text lives matter. That was terrible. That was terrible. That was horrible. I please don't hold that against me.
One more.
No, we got plenty. you do have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo?
I do have a tattoo.
Yeah, you have a tattoo. Yeah. I do not. What's your favorite TV show? I mean,
I just watch sports now. I don't ever really watch TV.
All right, let's go two more. Because that's it after this. Best gift you've ever received.
Oh, man. Best
Yowza.
Gift I've ever
And don't, received. We're not going to bring in kids into this.
The gift of life.
The gift of life.
From my life.
We love you, kids. But let's be honest.
You're the worst.
Can't wait till they listen. Because by the way, our kids are going to find our podcast.
Google us someday.
And yeah, they're going to listen to these 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and go, Dad, that wasn't cool.
Yeah,
By the way, future kids, we love you. Don't hate us. You had a great time at our draft tonight, and we love you. Okay, what was the best gift you've ever received? That's intense.
I know, and I'm not good at remembering this stuff.
What about your dad? Anything that he gave you, you loved. Your mom, a friend.
My mom gave me my.
Listen,
dad,
I gave you the bestest of friends you could have ever been given. In Calm 111.
Yeah, we did. When we met.
It was a gift.
gosh.
It's not.
My mom gave me my dad's watch, so that was good. So have
okay.
that.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna go straight utility. Somebody gave us this really great coffee maker when we got
married. All right.
What?
Coffee?
Okay. Sorry, I don't have the old worn out Bible that my granddad gave me.
No.
Blah blah blah.
Well, let's use your carbonated carbonator. Whatever that
soda
was.
Stream.
Your soda stream.
That
you love.
Is the greatest gift ever given or made.
You love your soda stream, dude.
Oh, I do.
That's where I thought you were going. And then you threw out coffee. And I was like, wait, what?
I do. I tried to carbonate coffee. I tried to carbonate coffee before. It's not. It doesn't work.
Dude. Ew.
Yeah. It's gross.
Oh, my God. Was it hot?
Was it cold? Yeah, it was stupid.
Oh, that's even worse.
It was a bad decision.
Jesus.
I'm not. Listen.
I think cold could maybe be doable. But
you know what I did the other day? I made my own pumpkin-flavored creamer with pumpkins in my backyard.
They've sprouted?
Your
pumpkins have already sprouted?
The little guys, yeah.
Dude, good for you.
Yeah, there's little,
I'm pretty proud of you.
There's like little pumpkins, and then there's the big ones.
Well, shout out to Matthew Garl, because this dude, like, has one of the best gardens I've ever seen. And you did it from scratch.
Yeah, let's go.
Eating up chives on a reg.
I love chives. What's your favorite? That's my favorite gift
I've ever received.
Yeah, what's your favorite gift?
And this is twofold, and people will think, oh yeah, well, I was able to go to the Super Bowl this year, which was unbelievably epic. But it wasn't just unbelievably epic because I got to go and they won, but it was because it was during a time when like it was needed more than any time ever. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So like I'd say it's such a loaded answer. So people would just understand it as if it were that to be, but like it had a lot behind it. So shout out to my sister, I love you more than anything.
Boom.
And shout out to all of my family and friends
and
for the support. And that was the so I'd say the gift from family and friends of support, especially those who supported me, were like that was the best.
Yeah.
Especially in the time of 2020, which has just been
the
terrible,
worst. The worst year of all time.
What were you gonna say though? You were about to say something.
I don't know.
About a trip or the gift or whatever. You know where we became best friends with Von Miller and Drew Locke. Anyway,
think that this podcast is the greatest gift that we've ever given everybody?
To the world? You're welcome, person.
Excuse me, person listening.
Person. Okay. All right, last one.
Okay.
It's the age-old question that everyone has given. If you had one superpower, what would it be?
I mean, I have this theory. Like, it'd be cool to fly, it'd be cool to be invisible, blah, blah, blah. I actually want the superpower where everybody I could just go up to anybody I want and just say, and I could ask them any question, they have to give me an honest answer. And I have to, like, they could tell me whatever their story, they have to tell me what they're about, how they got to where they're going, but then I could just, like, snap my fingers and they would forget it and we'd go back to being strangers. So you can people watch and just walk up to people and be like, how did you get here? Like, or a rich person be like, how did you make all your money? Because you can't just do that. And
so you just download people's knowledge, basically.
Yes. And then you snap your fingers and they forget.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that'd be cool. What's yours?
Well, I was going super cliche.
Fly.
On this one. Ooh, fly.
The gift of love. Unconditional love.
Superpower of being a GM for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I wish I could bridge big divides.
Yeah, I want to be Tony Stark. Gosh, I mean, the power to just radiate love and gratitude across the world, especially gratitude. I'm going to go gratitude.
It's not a superpower, bro. It's just a regular power.
All right, flying.
You got it.
Whatever. All right, we're going to end on that because we're going to end on one more.
I can't roll my eyes any harder.
It's a song. It's a question that's asked on one of my other podcasts that I'm listening to lately, which is with John McLaughlin and Dave Barnes, two of our favorite contemporary singer-songwriters on their podcast called Dadville.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a little deep on you here. Okay, last one. We're going to end it here. What would you want your kids to say about you at your funeral?
Oh, geez. Yeah, we are going deep, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That I never doubted that he loved. Like, he was always there for me, unfailing. Never questioned.
I agree with you. It's just that I was always supported. I was always loved. And that I was never doubted, and I just brought a smile to their face.
That you like, they could always. They knew that they had one supporter, no matter what. That I believed in them.
Because clearly, our wives are not.
They wish.
That, I'm just kidding.
They'd probably say they wish I was a little bit shorter. taller, and richer, and good one.
Well, I tried to go deep. We kind of went deep, but kind of not. Regardless, Jordan, we love you. Shout out to you for our own little weird rapid fire.
I feel like this is what. We didn't, like, I didn't have very many oat sodas during the draft, and I feel like this is what happens when we don't drink as much. We actually, like, have good conversation.
Right? Right? It opens up a little bit. Yeah. I had a few, but, you know, I'm a little bit more careful, which is probably smart, because last year was a little different.
That may or may not be why last year's have never seen the
light of day. Yeah. Because all of us were...
Shiitake mushroomed.
Shiitake mushroomed, if you will. But... We all love you. Thank you for joining this podcast. Thank you for being supporters over the last 80 years. Even if you've never heard of us, we love you. Regardless, this is something we do just for fun. And I'm sure there's some really cool outro music that's coming. I don't know what it is yet.
No, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Bye.